We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's your trashy fireworks story?
How long you got?
Stop. I'm sure you have a bunch. But so the other day I had some neighbors literally sitting in the sidewalk in front of my house just shooting fireworks off.
Yeah.
Which I think is illegal because I live in Vancouver, but whatever.
But they sell them on every corner.
Yeah, I know. That's a little shady. Let's be honest.
It's confusing.
Let's be real for a second. We want to make the money off the fireworks, but we don't want... Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to get all... Mm-hmm.
I wonder how strictly that's enforced, though. You know, that's like always the question.
I mean, nobody showed up for the people on my front yard, so
yeah,
that's
and they
something.
Were out there for a good hour, right?
Yeah, and I had nothing to do with it. but we want to know, especially because this weekend I know a lot of the public displays of fireworks aren't happening. A lot of people have done fireworks on their own. What's your trashy story? And then, Mike, what's one of yours?
Oh, where do I start? Where do I begin? All right, so this is a bottle rocket story. Now,
okay.
You're familiar with the bottle rockets, who they are and what they do?
Not really. So if we can have a moment.
Okay.
I've never used fireworks in my life.
Okay.
And it's because when I was a kid, my parents instilled the fear of fire in me. I can't even use like a Bic lighter. I have to use like one of those long grill ones. And even still, yeah, even still, I get shocked.
You keep it out an arm's length away?
And I drop it because I get so freaked out. Like I've never lit anything on fire in my life.
Okay. Well, so a bottle rocket is basically a firecracker on a long stick. And the thought process behind it is you stick it in a bottle and you light the wick and it goes airborne and then it pops in the sky.
Yeah.
About 50 feet up. They don't go too high.
And it was legal where you currently did this or where you did this.
I don't remember. But we'll say yes. For the sake of telling the story. So what we did is a couple buddies of mine, we put like 12 bottle rockets in one bottle. All right.
Okay.
And we tried to light all the wicks simultaneously.
Yeah, science is saying this is bad.
You know, the wicks are only about, you know, half an inch long. So it's hard to get, you know, an adult size hand into all the wicks because we're in college now.
You should have used that grill lighter.
Yeah, right? Or tied a piece of string to them and done the smart thing, whatever. So we didn't do that. We did the drunken, disorderly way of lighting the bottle rockets.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to light them all. And by the time I got to the last one, I knocked down the bottles, but the first rocket was going up.
Oh, no.
So the bottle started spinning like we were playing spin the bottle and shooting bottle rockets.
At, like, different houses and...
No, we were in a field.
Oh,
in
oh,
every
worse.
Direction, but, like, at all of our friends. So we were all tucking and rolling and ducking and running for cover.
Oh, my gosh.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody got hit. Nobody got hurt.
Thank goodness you didn't start, like a grass fire.
But we didn't get to enjoy them, so...
I'm sure... Well, that's good and trashy. So what's your trashy fireworks story? 503-733-5105.
Some friends and I were at the lake during 4th of July, and we decided we were going to pull up to the sandbar at night and set up some fireworks and shoot them off. We got off on the sandbar. We're setting everything up, and then all of a sudden we start feeling just things on us. And we're like, what is that? And we get the flashlight, and we look down, and we're literally standing in the middle of these giant red ant hills, and red ants are just all over us.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Did you still get to set the fireworks off? Because maybe they're scared of flames. I don't know.
We did not. We literally were setting these up right in the middle of their anthill.
So you were in a sandbar. Was there like water there? Did you have the fireworks on a barge or a raft or anything?
There was water. So we pulled the boat up and we just got off in the night and we were using like a little cell phone light. We started feeling all these things and we didn't realize what it was. And then we finally got a flashlight and looked down and they were like hundreds of them just crawling all over our legs.
Well, that sounds painful. Hey, how sober were you?
Probably not as sober as we should have been.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, definitely not sober.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We super appreciate you.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good one.
I feel like I'm going to be saying this a lot today, but alcohol and fireworks...
they don't mix. Don't do that.
Well, I remember my dad once giving me a road flare, you know, thinking, well, this is cooler because it'll last longer, but it just didn't have the same punch as fireworks.
He was giving you a safer option, I guess.
I hear I am standing like the Statue of Liberty for, what, 15 minutes?
I have one of those in my trunk, like, in case you ever, like, get in a situation, but I've never used one, so that feels very glamorous to me that you've lit a road flare before.
I just like how you stood there like the Statue of Liberty. I think that's fantastic.
What else do you do with it?
It's very patriotic.
What's your name?
I'm Carolyn. Bye, thanks, guys.
You know, I've never used a road flare before.
I haven't either, but they always seem very glamorous.
Now I just want to stand around like the Statue of Liberty and hold one up.
You want to do it in the parking lot?
Let's do it!
So I am a nurse, so I see several injuries and whatnot. And I guess this person thought that they said that the wick, they thought it didn't light. So they lifted it up, and as soon as they did, it went off and caused significant injuries to their hands.
Oof.
And they did lose a couple digits. But as soon as we got their pain under control, they were very pleasant, but they, you know, experienced some traumatic injuries.
Well, that's a delightful story.
I'm sure you guys anticipate that every year around the 4th of July, though.
Oh, absolutely.
That, and I think there should be like a warning, like, hey guys, if you're going to use fireworks, let's not drink. Because maybe they weren't drinking, but usually these stories somehow involve alcohol.
They're always drinking.
100%. Right.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Be safe if you're playing with fireworks.
I said it before. I'll say it again. Alcohol and fireworks.
Do not mix. We are not in any way telling you to do that. And you heard the ER nurse. She said don't be doing those things.
Right.
Hey, oh my gosh. So I haven't told the story in years. When I was a kid, I was probably like 11 or 12. We went to downtown to watch the fireworks, as we always did. And I climbed in a tree because sporty little me likes to climb trees. A bunch of other kids that had actually climbed higher than I did. And we're just hanging out watching the fireworks. All of a sudden, it sounded like it was starting to come up a storm. So we kept watching, and then all of a sudden, we just heard this really huge crack, and all of us started falling out of the tree.
Oh, no.
The tree had gotten struck by lightning.
Oh, my gosh, during a fireworks show.
We had no clue what had happened until, you know, all the parents were, like, running to the tree to gather their children. And, we looked at the tree, and we're like, well, that got struck by lightning. So I was in the tree.
Did anybody get hurt? Because one time,
no.
I was, like, in a cow pasture, and I was, like, trying to, like, get out of the cow pasture, and I kept feeling this weird thing in my foot, and I realized it's because I was leaning against an electrical fence, and it was, like, the current going out of my body, and it's sad. Man, it could take a cow down, but apparently not this large mammal. And so I can't help but wonder, like, could you feel the electricity from the lightning, or did it just go straight through the tree?
I think it just went straight through the tree. I don't remember actually feeling it. The only thing that I remember having happen is, you know, I ended up getting a bruise on my hip the size of, like, Venus or something, one of those planets.
Planetary-sized, yeah.
But I think that was probably the worst injury. Nobody else that I knew of got hurt.
Well, that's good,
that's
at least.
That's amazing, yeah. Kids toppling out of trees at a fireworks ceremony and nobody getting hurt. And that is why when there's lightning or thunderstorms,
we don't get in trees.
You know, that thing about the fireworks?
Yeah.
My husband picked up a bunch of fireworks the night that we had lit them off years ago. And they say just let them lay because they might still be hot, blah, blah, blah. Well, he put it in this trailer behind a barn, and the whole trailer went up in smoke. And burnt the barn down. So maybe they were just trying to be compliant and not start a fire. I don't know.
Yeah, just leave it to set my yard on fire.
I know, right?
The house. I don't have the proper renter's insurance for this.
That's right. Well, you guys are awesome. I just wanted to call and say hey and let you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're the absolute best. We super appreciate you. What's your name?
Jeannie.
Well, thank you for listening, calling in, and have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
PSA, if you're going to do the fireworks, have a bucket of water handy.
That, and point them to the sky.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the best things you can do. And don't drink.
Well,
it's not terribly trashy, but it's a bottle rocket story. A group of us were in this little town near Walport, Oregon, and we were kind of out in the woods by ourselves, not really harming anyone, but we were kind of little young hippies. And we were in the fishing industry, so we had been in Alaska, and you can get a lot of fireworks there. And we had bottle rockets, which I think are illegal in Oregon. So we decided to have our own contest. So we're doing whoever can be the most creative. And so we were setting off a lot of those. And, you know, when there's fireworks going off, there's a lot of smoke. And at that time, say, there was a lot of other smoke happening, maybe.
Hey!
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. My kind of party.
Hippie party for real. Okay.
So anyways, we're sitting there. There's a little quiet moment. And we hear the gravel crunch of a car coming up the driveway. And we're like, oh, man. And yes, sure enough, it was a state trooper. And we're thinking, we are busted on so many levels here. And I got to tell you, you know, he was the nicest guy. He looked at us like, you know, in our tie-dye and our moccasins, and he knew we were harmless. He ended up staying by our campfire, and I made him a s'more. And he sat and ate the s'more and then left us alone.
Hey!
What?
You bribed a state trooper with a s'more?
Illegal from Alaska fireworks. At this point, some illegal other smoke, and you're just making s'mores with the po-po.
He knew we didn't need trouble, and bless his heart, what happened, so.
Well, that's a fabulous story. What's your name?
I'm Cindy.
Thank you so much for calling in, and have a great day.
You guys as well. Bye-bye.
Those are my kind of people. They just want the smoke.
You know, the last time I had a run-in with a police officer, I got married.
This happened, oh gosh, I guess it would have been about 14 years ago. Now, I was in middle school, and so my neighbor at the time, my stepdad, they always used to do crazy things, like crazy. They loved drinking together, hanging out. They were, you know, we all went out to get fireworks. Get out in the boonies to go get the really good fireworks. You know, they had been drinking all day, and, you know, it started out calm. And now I live in a suburb area. People were all the time driving through our neighborhood. It got to the point where my neighbor had been drinking a lot more than my stepdad.
Oh, boy.
He decides to take his entire box of fireworks, put them out in the middle of the street. Again, busy street. Lights the entire box.
All at once? Well, that's the grand finale, right?
Apparently, yeah.
No, no. The whole box catches on fire. There's fireworks going everywhere.
They started shooting in every direction?
Every direction. Like, you see people scattering. Someone called the cops. By this point, by the time the cops show up, the box is gone. Everybody's inside because that was the only safe place after all these fireworks.
Was it really?
It brings a whole new meaning to run for cover.
Yeah, right. Well, so what happened after the police showed up? Who got arrested?
My neighbor got arrested, and it was actually the lady across the street that we figured out who called the cops.
So, oh, yeah, you were shooting fireworks at her house. She was scared. Who doesn't want a story about the time your neighbor and stepdad got drunk, though, you know? That's the stuff. That's the good stuff.
Yeah.
As long as nobody got hurt, just a good trashy story.
What made it so funny is, like, after that, like, the next year, nobody did fireworks.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling. We super appreciate you.
Of course. I love you guys. You guys have a great day.
I kind of want to be neighbors with somebody's stepdad now, just so I can have that moment of bonding.
Some of my best stories end with people getting arrested.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.